Some Ukrainians who have fled the Russian invasion are finding refuge here in the U.S. A fellow Ukrainian who lives in central Maine has helped at least 11 people get resettled there, and more are on the way. Ari Snyder of Maine Public Radio has our story.
On a warm spring afternoon, Helena and Petro Terzi are stepping into their new apartment in Auburn, Maine for the first time. A small group of fellow Ukrainians is there to greet them. Carrying blue and yellow balloons and a bouquet of flowers wrapped in plastic, the couple walks into their sunny bedroom overlooking the backyard. They'll be sharing this apartment with another Ukrainian family who arrived several weeks ago. With a tired-looking smile on his face, Petro lowers himself into a soft armchair next to the bed. His daughter, Alina Terzi, who's lived in Maine for several years, translates.
Yeah, I'm so happy. They're like, praise the Lord, we've arrived.
The Terzis are from Odessa. They fled their home in late February, several days into the Russian invasion. They went first to Moldova, then to Poland, where they were taken in by a family. The official refugee resettlement process can take up to 2 years, but thousands of Ukrainians have already arrived in the U.S. Arriving without the help of a refugee resettlement agency means many Ukrainians rely on family members or volunteers to secure basic needs, including housing. That's the case for the Terzis. They came on tourist visas and are moving into a nondescript two-unit rental property in Auburn that's become an unlikely hub of a DIY resettlement operation. Oleg Opalnik is the person holding this operation together. Opalnik is also from Ukraine and has lived in Maine since 2001. He runs a construction business and invests in rental properties. Opalnik says that after seeing the destruction the Russian army was inflicting on his home country, he wanted to go back.
When the war started, I wanted to go to fight.
But he talked himself out of that idea, realizing that he could be of assistance on this side of the Atlantic.
And I made this decision that I would probably help more people to protect and give them a head start here in U.S. rather than going and fighting.
In mid-April, he gave that head start to a family of five who already had a relative living in Maine. He paid for their airfare and is housing them for free. Soon after, he welcomed a second family, Olya and Yuri Kutniak, along with their 11-year-old son. They're the ones sharing the apartment with Helena and Petro Terzi. After fleeing Ukraine, the Kutniaks originally planned on going to Missouri, where they had a connection through their church community. But when they arrived in the U.S. after crossing the southern border, those plans changed. Speaking in Russian, Kutniak says a volunteer at the border suggested they consider Maine instead and told them to call Opalnik. Kutniak says the phone call went so well that they changed their plans on the spot. They arrived in Maine on April 21st. Kutniak's 11-year-old son is starting school, and she and her husband are focused on getting their work permits with guidance from Opalnik. With support from his family and his Seventh-day Adventist church, Opalnik has also helped the families with everything from furnishing the apartments to enrolling the kids in school. He says it's a full-time job, but a job he's happy to be doing.
It's overwhelming, you know, from time to time, but at the same time, you know, I'm very thankful that I have this ability to help.
Including the Terzis, Opalnik is now supporting 11 Ukrainian evacuees, and he's already preparing to welcome two more families. For NPR News, I'm Ari Snyder in Auburn, Maine.